Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Parents of children with complex special needs are accusing the HSE of neglecting their children's health over the long and painful wait they face for dental treatment, with waiting lists of up to 3 years for fillings and extractions under anaesthetic in some parts of the country. Distressed families say they're forced to pay high private fees while those who can't afford them watch their children wait in pain. Drive Time's John Cook has been speaking to some of those affected and is with me now. What kind of dental treatments are we talking about here, John?
Well, it could be a filling or a tooth extraction or other general teeth and gum issues, Cormac. And while none of us love the dentist's chair and it can be hard to get children used to this process, the situation is far more difficult or near impossible for some families of children with complex special needs, sensory issues and behavioural problems. For them, the dentist's painkilling injections or sedation won't suffice either. So in these cases, a general anaesthetic is required in hospital to have a tooth filled or pulled. This requires a referral from a general or HSE dentist, and there are challenges in terms of availability and waiting times throughout the country. Michelle and Garode Mannion and their two beautiful autistic sons, as Michelle describes them, live in Spancel Hill in County Clare. 13-year-old Dara was just back from dental surgery at the Galway Clinic when I spoke to Michelle about his and 15-year-old Connor's high support needs, as both are non-verbal with complex sensory and behavioural issues and can't even tell them if it's toothache that's causing them extra distress, as turned out to be the case, Michelle said, in recent weeks.
There is a special needs dentist here locally. However, neither of my children have the ability to sit in a dental chair. I've no way of explaining to them what's happening or what's going to happen. So the anxiety of going into this space where they don't know anybody and having a light shone in your face and possibly somebody trying to put their hands in your mouth, it is almost impossible for the kids to endure that. So they are part of a very small cohort. They don't just need to be sedated and relaxed for any kind of procedures, but they actually need a full general anaesthetic. In the past, I suppose we've had five instances where one of the children would need a general anaesthetic. This began in 2016, where the waiting list was somewhere between 2 and 3 years for the kids to be seen. Now, for anyone who has experienced a toothache, 1 or 2 days is long enough before you have to go to your own dentist. Mm-hmm. You cannot be left to languish for 2 or 3 years before you receive appropriate care. And so in the five times the kids have needed help, we have had to bring them privately to get that help because the list is so long.
And that's why you're in the Galway Clinic with Dara yesterday. That's why an appointment for 2 fillings became an appointment for 3 extractions as well. And how much does that cost?
We often end up paying between 3,000 and 4,000 euro for those referrals.
So you're looking at about, I'm just working it out in my head, if you've gone five times in the last while, 3,000 to 4,000 euro per time, you're looking at 15,000 to 20,000 euro spent here.
That's right. And I just feel for families with kids with special needs, we already have huge burdens. The HSE, who really should be supporting our kids with speech therapy and occupational therapy, we often end up paying for that as well. And now here we are looking for basic dental services for vulnerable, non-verbal children, and we have to pay for that ourselves.
My goodness. Michelle Mannion there in Clare. Are many other families affected like this, I wonder, John?
Well, Cormac, it's been hard to actually get figures right across the country specifically. I had asked the HSE about waiting lists nationally yesterday, but was only told shortly before coming on air that I'd have to now go through the HSC offices in each community healthcare region throughout the country to find out. In terms of the Midwest, where Michelle's sons Connor and Dara are, the HSC says there are currently 98 patients with additional needs on the waiting list for dental treatment under general anaesthetic. And the average waiting time for these patients is 30 months. That's 2.5 years. As I said, they haven't provided figures for the rest of the country, but as Michelle and her husband, Garode, campaign on many issues for children with autism, they also organise supports for other parents through the Ennis Voices for Autism group and represent over 300 families throughout the county and region. They say they know of many more cases locally and in other parts of the country. I also met Kate Finn, who's part of that group. Her 11-year-old son, Mac, has a genetic condition called Soto syndrome. It can actually have dental implications as well as many other issues. He has autism and ADHD, as well as intellectual and behavioural issues, but is a gorgeous, happy child, Kate told me, despite his difficulties. The family returned to Ireland from the USA a few years back, and Kate has since then has been trying to get Mac examined under general anaesthetic since 2020, based on her fears that his dental problems may be adding to his challenging behaviour.
We were having more and more trouble just brushing his teeth gently even. Mm-hmm. He was drooling a huge amount. He was very aggressive at times, and we could smell something. Mm-hmm. And every tooth Mac has ever lost, he has swallowed. So we've never had a good look at any of his baby teeth to see if there was any sign of decay. We can see his gums are very inflamed and all of that.
You're told in 2021 you're being referred for general anaesthetic through the public system. You've never heard, we're in 2023 at the end of it now, you've never heard, you couldn't wait. But even to find someone who could look at him privately took you as far as Dublin.
Yeah, we ended up finding a dentist in Dublin who very kindly was absolutely open to seeing him and giving him a general anaesthetic if that was necessary.
This all happened in August. What did they find?
She ended up pulling three teeth, filling four. He had an abscess. That is what we were able to smell, basically. And she cleaned almost 11 years of tartar off his teeth. It was really quite intensive what she had to do. Mm-hmm. But she has also prepared us for major work he's going to need in the future.
How much did that cost?
Just over 4,000 for the consultation and then the general anaesthetic.
This confirmed your view that so much basic dental care was needed, but also to find out there was an abscess.
To be honest, it made me very angry. And I felt like if we hadn't intervened and drove all the way to Dublin and paid so much money, he could have ended up in hospital with sepsis or something. I don't know a whole lot about abscesses, but they're definitely not a good thing to have. Mm-hmm. And for him to have been in pain, and we can't even say how long he was in pain.
My goodness, that sounds very distressing for Kate Finn and 11-year-old son, Mac. What has the HSE to say, John, about this?
Well, as I said, Cormac, they can't provide the figures to me this evening for how many other people are waiting across the country, but simply they do acknowledge difficulties in accessing dental treatment under general anaesthetic. In terms of the Midwest Dental Service covering Limerick, Tipperary and Clare, they say they've limited access to general anaesthetic sessions. They must take place in a hospital, and wait times depend on access to staffing and other resources in hospitals. Currently, it's 30 months, as I said. The HSE says it regrets any time where services are not to the standard required by patients and their families, and are working hard to ensure they receive the highest standards of care possible. Michelle Mannion took her case and Dara's case to the stage of a formal complaint to the HSE regarding his long delays. She says it's not good enough to be told about long waiting lists and what she described as a skeletal resources for special needs dental care, while children's dental problems are only getting worse if parents can't afford thousands of euro in private care every year or two. It's something that Kate Finn feels lucky to have been able to do. They found in both cases here that health insurance would not cover any of these procedures. So for her family to look after her son Mac and to know he's okay, it involved a lot of financial sacrifices.
We can do it if we have to, and sacrifice many other things. But, you know, I'm mindful of the people who can't do it. And I'm devastated thinking about the children out there that are in pain and the parents who are dealing with behaviours and not knowing that maybe dental issues are what's contributing to the behavioural issues. And I absolutely bless myself that we were able to find the 4,000 euro and a dentist that could help us. But it took me nearly 3 years to get to that point. Mm-hmm. And in that 3 years, I don't know how much he was suffering.
Children and families can't wait. I think we all know that about a toothache. You put it off, things are only going to get worse. You think it has come down to that?
It has. I find in Dara's case, this is utter neglect. He is a non-verbal, beautiful young 13-year-old, and I have to watch him punch himself in the face, smash his extremities on very hard surfaces, ripping off his clothing and screaming in pain. Why? Why would you put a child through that when he needs a filling? This is not a third world country. You would imagine that at this point in time, providing a basic dental service to a child like Dara should be a very simple thing to do.
It seems like a simple question. All right, parents Michelle Mannion and Kate Finn there, ending John Cook's report. drivetime@rte.ie if you want to get in touch on this or any other issue. We'll be back with George Lee in Dubai for COP28 after the break.